You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to KC Forum. Yes, it's public affairs with an entertaining spin. And we're here every single Sunday between 6:30 and 7 right here on this radio station. And then if you happen to miss the show, don't worry about it. You can check it out during the week on fox4kc.com/KC Forum. And we're going to be talking about haunted houses. The season is upon us. We'll be talking about that in just a few moments. And we'll also be talking about the problem of obesity. It's an epidemic here in the United States. There's a clinic dealing with it in a certain way. It's called Medi Weight Loss Clinic. We'll find out about that. But first up, we're going to talk about magic in the woods. And the Lakeside Nature Center, I have Miss Kimberly Hess on the line, director of the Lakeside Nature Center. How are you, Kimberly?
I'm doing fine today. How about you?
Doing great. And I mean, you guys do such great work at the Lakeside Nature Center. Explain the basis of what you guys do.
Well, we have a rehab hospital that goes along with the Nature Center. And we take in all sorts of native Missouri animals. And what we do is the general public is basically the ones who bring them into us. And we rehabilitate as best we can, and we relocate back into the wild. And we take care of about 2,500 native wildlife species a year.
Oh, wow. Okay, where are you located?
We are at 4701 East Gregory Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. And you have really grown, Kimberly. And, I mean, just it's a beautiful, beautiful building.
Yes, it is. It's an amazing building. We are actually run by Parks and Rec, Kansas City Parks and Rec. And with them and MDC and our friends of Lakeside Nature Center, they all combined together to build this beautiful building. And it's just been wonderful.
All right. If folks want to go out and see it, you do have times where they can go in and, you know, take a look and find out about Missouri's wildlife and maybe take a look at some of the, you know, the animals that you've got there. How popular is Lakeside Nature Center? It's to me, it seems like more and more people are talking about it.
I think so. We've been getting more and more people coming in. We have a great trail, that Fox Hollow Trail is about 2 miles, and it's a very nice trail for families, so we get a lot of families in just hiking the trails. And we have quite a few display animals, including 14 birds of prey on exhibit. So it's kind of a big draw. People like to come in and see them.
Oh, yes, they sure do. And magic in the woods. We're talking about haunted houses later on in the show, but I wanted to do something, you know, that wasn't so spooky and so scary, and they learn about nature as well.
Yes, Magic Woods is a great event for the family, and what it is yeah, we're open the 12th and 13th,
mm-hmm.
and the kids come on in, and it is a nighttime thing. It starts in the evening, and Mother Nature sprinkles fairy dust on the kids, and then they can hear the animals talk, and they take a tour through our trails. And we have different animals, from raccoons to baby birds and all that. And the Coterie Kids are the ones who dress up.
Oh.
And, they act as our animals.
All right. So that's Magic in the Woods. They can check out on your website, lakesidenaturecenter.org. But, okay, hike with a naturalist.
Yes.
Explain that. Sounds cool.
It is, actually. We have a naturalist, one of the naturalists that work here. We take out toured hikes, basically, is what it is, and it's different every time because we just go with what's in the woods. It changes with the seasons because we have different plants that are blooming, and you'll also see different animals, the birds coming through. We try to do bird hikes, and right now we have quite a few deer that we see. They've been up and running, and the fall leaves are just starting to turn, so it's beautiful, and I believe we have one coming up this Wednesday, which would be tomorrow.
Very good. Lakeside Nature Center, as we talked about it earlier, the largest wildlife rehabilitation facility. So you get people bringing animals into you, say raccoons, birds, that type mm-hmm. of thing. But you also want people to be careful. These are not pets.
Oh, no. No. Yeah, definitely wild animals do not make good pets. That raccoon is very, very cute when it's little. But once it reaches maturity, they can become very aggressive. You know what I mean? They're mm-hmm. wild animals. That's where they belong, is out in the wild.
Do you recommend calling you guys and then you send somebody out? Or what do you recommend, for instance, let's say that they find an injured raccoon?
For the most part, we will talk people through how to capture them. Or animal control helps us a lot with some of them. If there's a more dangerous animal like a raccoon or not, coyotes, it's usually animal control that will bring them in. We are a little short on staff, so we're not able to go out and pick up animals unless it's, you know, an emergency. Other than that, we talk people into through to picking them up with gloves, and most people have crates, so people bring them to us.
All right, so we're talking about the Lakeside Nature Center. Obviously, donations, you would like to get donations to help because it's got to be expensive.
It is a little bit expensive, yes, but like I said, our friends of Lakeside, they really help us a lot, and Parks and Rec, they help us also.
All right, so, for instance, I notice on your website here it says the Nature Center desperately needs bird seed, wild bird seed, black oil, sunflower seed. Explain how folks can help out in that way. Would you rather have them give donations or, you know, monetary donations or bring that type of seed, you know, goods in there?
We have people who do both things. Basically, it's whichever easier for the person. Now, we do a whole program where we feed the birds all winter, so that's why we start stacking or collecting more bird seed because we go through a lot. And so that's wonderful. We have people that bring 50-pound bags, and we have people that bring 2-pound bags. And anything is welcome, so we really are appreciative of all that. And monetary donations are wonderful. They go to our friends, and that supports the rehab part of our nature center. And food is the biggest item. Food and medicine are our biggest costs here.
And this has got to be a wonderful center for folks who homeschool, schools, teachers, you know, bringing their kids in. You learn a lot from walking through Lakeside Nature Center.
Oh, yeah. We have a homeschool program where the kids come in and they can, their science requirements. Mm-hmm. We have programs for that. We have wildlife programs. We have habitat hikes. So we have a whole educational aspect to the center also, which is very big.
How did this get started? Do you know the history of Lakeside Nature Center?
I know we were the little, like I said, I'm the new girl here. So, but the little center that's right by Lake of the Woods is where it started. And I believe it started with a group of people who ran Camp Lake of the Woods. Dick Dawson is one of the founders, and him and there's another, a larger group of people.
Okay.
We're very interested in it, and then they started the rehab aspect, but Camp Lake of the Woods, I believe, is where the educational part of it began, and that was even back in the 30s,
my.
30s or 40s.
What a pretty environment where you are right there in Swope Park. It's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
And a lot of wildlife, huh?
Oh, yeah. We have quite a few, from raccoons and squirrels, and we have quite a few owls that live here. We have barred owls out back and up on... In our camp, we have great horned owls, so it's kind of nice when you take a hike to get to be able to see so much wildlife.
All right, so all they have to do is just call or take a look on your website, Lakeside Nature Center, and that is the website. Okay, so Ms. Kimberly, what's your favorite part? I know you're new to it, just 2 years there. What's your favorite part about the center?
I like birds of prey, so we've gotten in a new peregrine falcon within the past 4 months, and we're training him, and he just started doing programs. So that's kind of exciting. I really do enjoy that part of it.
All right, very good. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. I know you're busy, busy, busy. And what is that phone number if people find an injured animal? What do they need to do?
They can call us at our front desk, and if nobody answers, they leave a message, and it is 816-513-8960.
All right. Thank you very much, Kimberly, with Lakeside Nature Center.
Thank you.
All right. We got more on the way. Don't go away.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
If you're the one in one of two Americans who dread going to the dentist, kiss your dental fears goodbye. Dr. Gregory Stiver at the Dental Care Center in South Kansas City offers sedation dentistry, a breakthrough for patients who have traumatic dental fears or have had a negative dental experience. Same-day emergency appointments and lunchtime appointments are available. The Dental Care Center also offers teeth whitening, cosmetic dentistry, and porcelain veneers. Check them out at kcsedationdentist.com. Call Dr. Stiver at the Dental Care Center and kiss your fears goodbye. 816-533-7390.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to KC Forum right here on this radio station. Every single Sunday morning, we talk about all sorts of stuff, and we are going to talk about women who need to take care of themselves. A lot of women, you know, they put their families first, which is great, their kids. But when they all grow up, it's like, wait a minute, now what do I do? Well, we're going to talk to someone who can help us with nutrition. And her name is Amy Scheidler, and she's from the Medi Weight Loss Clinic. You know, are you a mom yourself, Amy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. A lot of women, exactly. Just, we put ourselves on the back burners, don't we?
Absolutely. Yes, we do.
All right, and so you are a nutritionist with Medi Weight Loss Clinic, and losing weight is such a big deal now because obesity is a huge, huge epidemic is what they're calling it with, you know, younger kids. And it just seems like United States, we're getting fatter. What is the deal?
You know, I think a lot of it is lifestyle, but I think a lot of it is actually just our food source. I mean, we have gotten away from, you know, real raw whole foods, and we've really turned to a lot of processed foods. There's a lot of chemicals in our foods that we really don't know, you know, what's in them and how they're affecting our bodies. So, you know, I think that there's a kind of a lot of different issues going on, and it is very sad because we're even seeing it with our children now too.
Okay, so what does obesity mean? Too much body fat? What does it mean?
Obesity is actually defined as having a BMI, which is body mass index, of 30 or above. And your body mass index is actually, all it is just a ratio of your overall height to your weight, and that's all it is. There's a formula to use, and you could even search online if you're curious and want to know what your BMI is. But having a BMI of 30 or greater just puts you at greater health risks in the future if you're not already experiencing them, such as diabetes, high cholesterol, even cancer, arthritis. There's a whole array of different ailments that strike, you know, when you're overweight.
Okay, so you're a nutritionist. You know what you're talking about. You're also an office manager there at Medi Weight Loss Clinic. When you hear people come in, mainly is it women that you treat?
You know, about 85% of our patient population are women. 15% are men, only because women typically usually are the ones that seek out weight loss before men.
Okay, so you've got women who come in. What is the common theme that they come in and say, I'm at a certain age, I can't lose the weight, I've never been like this before? What are you seeing right now? What's the trend?
You know, typically, we see all different types of patients, but a lot of our patients, they tend to be anywhere between the ages of 35 to 55. Usually, a lot of them, you know, really only want to lose between 20 and 60 pounds, but we have other patients that want to lose 300 pounds. But, you know, typically, these are patients who have tried everything that they used to be able to control their weight with exercise, and now it's just not working. Or they've gotten to the menopausal age where they just feel like they can't get the weight off. A lot of them complain that they have a lot of weight around the middle and they've never had that before, and they're just frustrated and just are just turning to us for help.
Okay, so the problem that I find with people I talk to is the problem is not losing it but keeping it off.
Yes, that's probably the harder part. Truly, the weight loss is probably the easy part, and I hate to say that because so many people think, you know, to them, even starting a weight loss program is hard, but keeping it off, I mean, I think over 90% of people typically will regain their weight within 1 year. I hope that's not the case with many weight loss patients. I don't have the exact statistics, but we do have a wellness program which helps patients to keep their weight off. So that's a huge plus for our program.
Okay, so if folks are looking for a program, and just to kind of talk about it, because you know what you're talking about, your nutritionist, what does it do that others don't do?
Well, we have a three-phase program. So first of all, you know, we obviously focus on the weight loss, which is the reason why most people come in. But after our patients lose the weight, we transition them very gradually to a very healthy lifestyle. And this is all meant to be a lifestyle change. So once they're actually in the wellness or the maintenance phase, they're eating real food. They're eating, you know, whole grains, fruits, vegetables, lean meats, dairy products, you know, things like that. So it becomes a very well-balanced diet. So it's not just a quick fix. It's not just, you know, you're here, you lose the weight, and then you go. We work with you so that you can keep it off and you know how to structure your diet to really help to maintain that loss.
And you probably heard every excuse in the book when people come in, when they come in and, well, I just couldn't do it this time. Or I think what is nice is that they keep a food diary, a food log, because a lot of people don't realize what they do eat. You may grab, oh, I'm going to grab a little half a donut here, and you don't realize it. But if you have to log your food, then you, oh, wow, I didn't know I ate that. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly right. That is a key. I mean, really, to anybody who's attempting weight loss, they should be keeping a food log, whether it is on paper or there's a lot of great apps out there. MyFitnessPal is one of them. I think Livestrong has another great app. But any of those, just to keep track of what you're eating on a daily basis, and then I would consult with either, their physician or nutritionist to really help determine what their calorie needs are. Some people may determine that their calorie needs are a lot higher than what their body really needs, and that's really important to know as well.
And this is doctor supervised, physician supervised, right?
Correct. Yes, we are physician supervised, which means that we're able to do a lot of things in our program that not a lot of other weight loss programs can do. I mean, we do the diet, of course, which mm-hmm. is really the core of the program, but we also do vitamin and mineral-based supplements, and we do vitamin and mineral-based injections. And for some patients, we also do offer prescription appetite suppressants as well. So it's all designed to work together to really help facilitate weight loss and keep their metabolism raised.
All right, and you're located in Overland Park, 109th Street, right there off of 435. With your experience and having talked to people, what do you think the key is that can keep them on this? Do you think it's the counseling? Do you think it's having to come in, every week or so, that accountability? What do you think it is that makes these people successful?
I think it is, first of all, it's going to have to be internal motivation. Nobody can do it but them. They have to be mentally ready. Secondly, they have to have some type of accountability. For some people, it's as easy as having, a spouse or someone help. But for a lot of people, like a lot of our patients, they want to come into a clinic and have that accountability where they weigh in, they meet with one of our medical providers every week, and they have that follow-up every single week. So I would say the accountability is probably the biggest factor to keep them on track.
Okay, and then the thing in the very end, as I said, when people can lose all this weight, but you hear so many times, oh man, they gained it right back. Why mm-hmm. is that? That is so frustrating.
Well, it's a lot of it is, I mean, these are deep ingrained habits. A lot of our eating behaviors and habits stem from childhood, and it takes a lot to really change those habits. So that's why this is so important to stay with the program through maintenance, because it does really help keep you focused on keeping the weight off.
We are talking to Amy, who is the nutritionist at Medi Weight Loss Clinic in Overland Park. So if folks would like to do this, for instance, they always like to hear, a human interest story without giving out names. Somebody who's gone through your program who's like, wow, this, you never thought it would happen. Can you share any information with us? A nice story?
Well, we've had so many different success stories. I think our most recent right now is we had an individual, a wonderful man that came in. He was actually came in at 465 pounds beginning in May, and he's lost 120 pounds since May 1st. I mean, just has completely changed his life and his overall outlook, as well as his health, of course. But we've had a lot of different 80 pound weight losses, and then we've had a lot of patients come in that just want to lose 20 pounds, and they see their blood pressure drop just by losing, 20 pounds, and they go off their blood pressure medications, or they're able to go off their diabetes medications. It's very, very rewarding to see.
Okay, that I did want to ask you about that. I had heard that. Thank goodness I haven't had to do that, taking all this medication, but I have heard that people who are on blood pressure medicine, people who have issues with their knees, because of the overweight, that all of a sudden they're able to get off of all this.
It is pretty amazing. And usually we see that even with even a small amount, even if they lose about 10% of their body weight, typically we will see them already having to lower their medication. And with our diabetes patients, depending on how brittle of a diabetic they are, but a lot of times we'll see them having to decrease medication, within probably after about 20 to 25 pounds.
Wow. Okay. So this particular Medi Weight Loss Clinic, and you kind of... what is it? You custom make it for the person who comes in? How does that go? I mean, What do you do?
Yeah, it's a very individualized program. You know, we do have our set components that we'd use with our patients, but we have three registered dietitians and we have a physician assistant that work with our patients every single week. So we're able to really tweak the program to really make it fit into their life and also to make it fit into what their calorie needs are and, you know, their nutrition needs. Some are vegetarian, et cetera. So we'll really work with them one-on-one.
All right. So if they'd like to get a hold of you, what is the phone number, Amy?
We can be reached at 913-284-0459.
All right. And we are talking about the Medi Weight Loss Clinic. You know, this time of year when the holidays are coming around, and this is what I dread, Amy, because it's like, okay, Thanksgiving, I'm going to eat, you know, like crazy, and then Christmas. But I don't want to do that. Is this a good time for folks to maybe go on a diet?
Absolutely, an ideal time. Absolutely, because a lot of most people gain an average of about 5 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's. And so, if you don't want to be one of those statistics, this is a great time to get started on the weight loss program and kind of get ahead of the curve, so to speak. When not everybody else is going to be even thinking about doing a New Year's resolution, you can jump on it, you know, a month ahead of time.
Awesome. Okay, so once again, you can give Amy a call. You know, if they have any questions, you can answer them for them, right?
Absolutely. And we do free consultations as well. So if they just want to come in and check out the clinic and meet the staff, they can certainly do that.
All right. And do we have to weigh in, though?
No, I will not make you weigh in, I promise.
All right. Amy, thank you so much.
I use Molly Maid because my house cleaning needs are different from my neighbors. Only Molly Maid can give my home the pink glove treatment, a thorough deep-down cleaning plan designed just for me. Consistent and dependable cleaning with every visit. Molly Maid guarantees I'll be satisfied. Call Molly Maid and ask for the treatment, the pink glove treatment. Call 1-888-393-1879 and mention you heard this on KC Forum with Kathy Quinn to get $15 off your first cleaning. Why do I use Molly Maid? Call them and find out why. Call 1-888-393-1879.
Good morning, everyone. We are getting ready to talk about haunted houses. And, you know, Halloween's just around the corner. I have Amber on the line with me from, well, one, The Beast. And then most recently, Amber, I wanted to get you on the line because we always bring you on to talk about the different haunted things on the West Side. The longest snake ever in captivity slithers into the Guinness World Records 2013. Tell us.
Yes,
all
we are introducing Medusa this year as the Guinness Book of World Records, and she is the longest reticulated python in captivity ever in the world at 25 feet, 2 inches, over 350 pounds.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so she is one of the attractions at which house, The Beast or The Edge of Hell?
Well, see, The Edge of Hell has always been about that if every day you decide to walk on the edge, you will encounter these kinds of demons, from snakes to rats, Mr. Ratman, of course, outside, hounds of hell, purgatory. And, of course, we know that you would end up in heaven, Kathy, but some, unfortunately, make too many bad choices and down the five-story spiral slide, five-story, and end up with the devil.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we are talking about The Edge of Hell, The Beast, all sorts of different things that make up Full Moon Productions. This is a family-run haunted business.
It is, and I think one of the things that most people don't realize is that The Edge of Hell is the oldest commercial haunted attraction in the United States, and I actually speak on behalf, I'm the spokesperson for America Haunts, which is the top haunted attractions across the country, and kind of all things Halloween for this time of year. And it's really, it's exciting because in Kansas City, this is where it all originated. And then The Beast was born in 1991. So this is many years later that my family created this from 1975.
And how, pray tell, did they decide to go into the haunted house business?
Well, it was really my crazy Uncle Monty Summers.
Yes.
We had an outdoor theater at Lake of the Ozarks, and the family got into debt. And we had always kind of had this fun element of scaring people just for fun, and also for the high school fundraisers, things like that. And we needed a way to extend our season. And we came to Kansas City in 1975 to a larger stage, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really how it all began. And we did the theater, the live acting theater, and the haunted attraction for a few years, coinciding with the summer and fall season. But then the haunted attraction just took off. And that's what we focused on.
My goodness. So many years later, this is something that, you know, Monty was just going to try and look at it. I mean, you've got, you know, all these different entities within the Full Moon Productions. You've got the Beast. Tell us what you've got. The Beast, the Edge of Hell.
Yeah, well, there's the Beast and the Edge of Hell. But in 2007, we embarked on a new realm, and that was the Chambers of Edgar Allan Poe and Macabre Cinema. And those are 501(c)(3)s for the Dream Factory, local charity here in Kansas City. And in fact, just last week, we had our Halloween party, our annual affair with the children. That really is the true essence of Halloween and why we do what we do. And that's where the kids come in and we take them on a hay wagon ride around the West Bottoms and do their makeup and costume and just get to really enjoy everything to do with Halloween. And so those two are really unique in themselves. One, the Chambers of Poe was really coming home because that was the first attraction we did before the Edge of Hell. And I did a lot of research in Baltimore and in Virginia at Poe's gravesite, as well as his museum. And in Poe, the fourth floor is a complete recreation of the actual grave site. So all the tombstones are turned in the same direction. All the names are the same. And that building's unique because it is the one that Discovery Channel came in and tested it and found actual paranormal activity. So we also have now Full Moon Ghost Hunt, where you can come in. We'll teach you how to use the equipment, the ghost hunting equipment, and then you get to go in and hunt your own ghosts.
Oh, that's new. I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah, so that's called Full Moon Ghost Hunt, and you can schedule those. And then the Chambers of Edgar, or the Macabre Cinema, pardon me. You know, it's really the twist on the whole people's love for horror movies. And so I kind of had to put a twist on it. And so you enter into a haunted 1930s movie theater, and you go through a slit in the screen. And once you go through the screen, you're the victim inside the movie sets. And so people have a lot of natural reaction to those particular sets or remember when they watched that particular movie.
Goodness, we're talking to Amber from Full Moon Productions, A Family Affair. You know, Discovery Channel, Guinness Book of World Records. You've been on many, many other shows. People have
The Travel Channel's been here, and we'll be featured on KCPT. And I think the other thing that's fun to know is, like, the Full Moon Ghost Hunt and the Ghosts and Gangsters Tour. The Ghosts and Gangsters Tour is really kind of a sampling of Kansas City history. It's a 2-hour, 45-minute bus tour through Kansas City that talks about the Civil War, paranormal folklore, as well as the gangster history. And it's a lot of fun, especially if you're a history buff.
All right. So if people want to find out, because you've given them so much information here, the different haunted houses, the paranormal tours, that type of thing, where do they go? Who do they contact?
You can go to Kansas City's Ghosts and Gangsters Tour.com or KCBeast.com. The overall website is FullMoonProd.com, short for Productions.
Okay, and this is for thrill seekers out there.
Well, yes, there's lots of screams, but followed by lots of laughter.
Oh, exactly. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be fun. But, you know, you guys get more and more people going to the haunted houses, the basic haunted houses, you know, just put all these other things aside. But these haunted houses have lasted for so long.
Well, I think that, you know, what is really what they're about, their themes remain the same, but what we study here is the psychology of fear and people's phobias. And so we pride ourselves on the family tradition. There's no alcohol sold on premise. And when you come down, you're bringing your own adrenaline. Your response is your reaction.
All right. We're talking to Amber, whose family started many, many years ago with one haunted house. It grew, and it is Full Moon Productions right now.
We're very proud of this community and the attention that it's getting, and so well-deserved.
All right, Ms. Amber, thank you very, very much, and good luck with the season. Well, that's it for us this weekend, another show in the can. Remember, you can hear this radio show, KC Forum, right here on this radio station every single Sunday. Also, Fox4KC.com/KC Forum. Thank you to Katie Gonners, our executive producer, Ed Walker, getting us on the air. We love you, and the elders for allowing us to use their bumper music. Until next week, see ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.